The Die Hard Eagles podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stack exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome everyone to the Die Hard Eagles podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my fellow diehards, Robbie and Justin. And the wait is over. It seemed like forever because we were a ship without a sail. We didn't have a coach. And now Nick Sirianni has been hired as the Eagles' new head coach, coming in, bringing 12 years of NFL coaching experience. Did some QB and receiver coaching at the Chargers and the Colts, and then became an OC 3 years as the Colts OC. Although never called plays, 39 years old, also wears a visor, seems to fit the mold of other Eagles hires in the vein of Doug P and Andy Reid, kind of a guy coming out of nowhere, didn't get a lot of hype. Andy Reid didn't interview with a lot of other teams, and Sirianni had one interview with one team, nailed the interview, and now he's the new Eagles head coach. I'm holding my breath. I'm cautiously optimistic. Is it a step up from Doug? We're about to find that out. It's hard to get too upset about it because I liked what I saw about the Colts offense so far from, you know, people putting out stories. It seems to be a decent hire. Justin, what was your reaction when you heard the news that we had hired Nick Sirianni to be our head coach?
I mean, to be honest with you, originally my first reaction was, who?
I know, I tweeted out, I love the Nick Sirianni hire, immediately Googling who Nick Sirianni is. And yeah, it was like kind of late news. It seemed like at the end there it was McDaniel, Sirianni, or Deuce. And yeah, I mean, do you think of those three guys, is he the guy you would have taken?
From everything I'm hearing, it seems like he was the logical choice out of those three. I mean, we've had Deuce for quite a while. We've gone over him in the past. And he didn't seem like the guy who we could necessarily build a team around. I don't know if he could take over that head coaching spot. And then if you look at McDaniels, that's actually my original thought was just, hey, he's not McDaniels. I was happy about that. Just couldn't be happier. I didn't want to give McDaniels a shot. Yeah, maybe he could have done a little bit with Carson, but you know, Belichick disciples other than Flores haven't done so well. And you know, he kind of screwed us over with the whole Frank Reich going to Indy after he didn't go there. So I wasn't touching that.
And not only did that screw us, but that just seems like a really bad sign for a coach, a guy who agrees to coach a team, an NFL team, and then backs out the last second. That's just, I don't know. It kind of comes off slimy.
Agree.
Rob, what was your take on the Sirianni hire when you heard the news?
Well, I like that he's an offensive guy. I think I've read every article that's out there on him, and I'm still no closer to really knowing who he is. But look, to me, this screams as a move, that, you know, Jeff Lurie and Howie just, they want to resurrect Carson. This is a move to appease Carson. It clearly, to me, indicates they're committed to him going forward. And they looked in the past, and clearly Carson's best success was with Frank Reich. we clearly can't get Frank Reich because he is head coach of the Colts. So let's take the next best thing and hire his offensive coordinator. And that's not meant to be a knock on Sirianni. He may be a fantastic coach. Everything I read suggests he's bright. He adapts. He's a good game planner from what I've read. And, you know, I like the sound of all that. I'm just with you guys. I don't know a ton about him. I just really hope two things. One, I don't want a coach that's just going to cater to Wentz. I want a coach that's going to coach Wentz hard. He needs some tough love at this
point. And supposedly that's his take, is that A, he knows how to coach the other coaches, which Doug Peterson wasn't good at. He wasn't good at keeping a staff, or I don't know. It just seems like that once he lost Reich, he lost any sort of support system and couldn't get the right guys. And part of it was maybe the Howie and Laurie meddling, but I don't think Doug did a good job of coaching the coaches, and he seemed a little too soft. According to reports, Sirianni not afraid to bring an edge when needed. So that was a huge sign of relief. But any red flags, Robbie, with the hire? It seemed like,
well, I mean, obviously the obvious red flag is he's never actually called plays. So
yeah,
you know, I know they say that he has a lot of input into the plays that Frank Reich does call, but you know, certainly a coach that's never called plays, you don't know what you're getting. Is he going to call plays here? I mean, I assume he's going to want to, but maybe not. You know, I did like a couple of things I was reading about him, that, you know, he thinks his offense needs to adapt to the personnel that you have. And he's all about getting the guys, getting the offensive playmakers, the ball in space on the move, which I think was a big, big problem in Doug's office. It seemed like every time we were getting the ball to our playmakers, they were not on the move. They were coming back to the ball or just something where they couldn't make plays. So to me, that was a big advantage. Interestingly, there's a video out there, I think on YouTube or somewhere, where he's doing a film session.
Yeah.
And he breaks down like three plays, I think. And the funny thing is, two of those three plays are actually Eagles offensive plays from when Frank Reich
from
was
the
there
Super Bowl. Yeah. I think one of the, I saw that video, and one was of the Ertz touchdown. And supposedly I heard a nugget that his offense, they expect it to look as kind of like a hybrid between Frank Reich and what you're seeing out of Brian Daboll in Buffalo, because I guess he has some ties to Daboll way back in the day when they were both on the San Diego staff. Justin, are you with Rob on this idea that them bringing in Sirianni, is it a move to appease Wentz or is it a move to save Wentz? I feel like,
I think it's both for the record.
Justin, where are you at with that?
That was part of my concern, is the second I heard his name, you know, saw where he was coming from. It was obvious to me that Laurie and Howie were all in with Carson still, which was a little discerning to me. They didn't want to wait for Daboll, right? They didn't want to give him the 2-day interview, apparently. whatever they've been doing lately. But
and just quick sidebar. Doesn't this sound like just waterboarding, like a 2-day interview? What the fuck do you talk about in an interview for 9 hours? I mean, really, does Jeffrey Lurie know that much about football that you can talk for? Now, I mean, a 2-day interview, that's like 15 hours of talking to the same people. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to work on Carson Wentz's footwork accuracy. I'm going to have him do some drills. Probably run a little less 12 personnel. I don't know about Zach Ertz being there. So what else do you guys want to know for the next 15 hours?
I guess though, on the flip side, if he was able to keep them impressed for 15 hours, maybe there's something there.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Justin. Where are you at with the you're saying?
No worries. I was just saying, it just reestablished the fact that, you know, Carson still has quite a bit of pull in there. At least they have a little bit too much faith in him, as far as I'm concerned. They went down, you could consider it an Andy coaching tree, right? Because he was with the Chiefs, he went to Chargers and then Colts.
Yeah. He's coming from Frank Reich, who's kind of Doug P. So it's very incestuous. Well,
we've been a little incestuous. Yeah, exactly. So I'd like them to have gone a little bit more outside of, you know, that line of thinking, but I see what they're doing. The other concern I have, because they're staying so close within the tree, is they feel comfortable with him, which I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. It seems like they might be thinking, okay, this is a guy who's young. We can work with him. We can get in his ear from time to time, keep the same thing going that we had with Doug. And see if, you know, exactly the whole control thing, which is a little concerning to me, but we'll see. Yeah, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, he's all the traits and all the things I'm hearing about him are great, though. I mean, players have stood up, said he's the kind of guy you want to work with, but he's a hard coach, hard nose. So I'm liking what I'm hearing so far.
I think one of the interesting things as to the control, and I think it's a concern, but I think we got to give him the benefit of the doubt coming in that he's going to be his own man and he's going to coach the team as he says.
I agree with that. Fit.
But I think it's going to be interesting to see what kind of staff gets put around him.
Yeah.
And specifically, is it going to be a staff that is handed to him by Howie, which is largely what Doug's staff was, quite honestly. And Howie didn't do a terrible job with
that. If you recall, I know you hate him, Robbie, but Jim Schwartz was actually hired before Doug Peterson. That was a weird move.
I am aware. I think I've heard, and I don't know this independently, but one of the things was Doug had not been an NFL coach that long. So he didn't have a lot of those relationships to assemble his own staff, is at least what's been out there. I don't know if it's true or not, but it'll be interesting to see if this guy brings any people with him. I know there's already talk about a defensive coordinator coming over with him. I forget the gentleman's name, Sean, you probably know it.
The Colts DC.
Yeah, or not the DC, but I think the DB coach or something from the Colts, if I remember right. But I think it would probably be smart to pair him with a at least one senior coach, kind of like they did with Frank Reich and Doug, as an offensive coordinator, maybe like a Jim Caldwell or something like that, to just give him that person with a little more experience around him.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be huge. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the Bills QB coach, I know the Chargers, their offensive coordinator under Lynn, or maybe even their
maybe Anthony Lynn coach. Himself, quite honestly, too.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about Lynn. I he's so bad with like the in-game management stuff, but I think he seems like just from watching him on Hard Knocks and even what he did, whatever his involvement was in Justin Herbert. I mean, he looked good in college, but clearly I think they did a great job on him, especially with no camp or whatever.
I actually think he would be a great offensive coordinator hire. I know he didn't have the greatest tenure as a coach, but there's some guys that, being the top dog coaching, it doesn't work out, but they're still great coordinators. So I would be fine with Lynn, quite honestly, as well.
Yeah. I mean, especially if if Sirianni's calling plays and Lynn's just kind of the organizer and kind of the players coaching these guys up. Maybe that's the game flow we need. It's interesting. I was doing a little research on Lurie's hires, and you got Ray Rhodes, who was 16-15-1 coach of the year, had a playoff appearance, very short run. Then he hired Andy Reid, 221-131-1, obviously the NFC championships, the one Super Bowl appearance. Even Chip Kelly, 26-21, another coach of the year. He won a division champ, and then Peterson 42-37-1, and obviously won the Super Bowl. It's interesting to see that Jeffrey Lurie in his tenure as owner has never had a losing head coach. As much grief as he gets during this process, Justin, are you trusting this Sirianni based off Lurie's history, or do you think he's kind of revealed his hand a little bit as a meddler and are less optimism for the Sirianni hire?
I mean, I'm optimistic. I got no reason not to until that's proved wrong, in my opinion. Lurie has a decent track record hiring head coaches, and I'll put my faith behind that. It still doesn't change my opinion that he might meddle a little bit too much with things. But I think the good part about that is he's seen what that can do recently with the whole Doug situation. And, you can only push so many buttons with a coach, especially a Super Bowl winning coach. So maybe he realizes he's got to back off a little bit. Same with Howie as well. I don't know if Howie would ever back off, but maybe Lurie can get enough in his ear.
It's not going back in that locker, Justin.
Yeah. We'll send you to the other side of the stadium again. If you keep meddling too much, who knows? You got to have faith in him at this point. And like we pointed out, we're hearing good things about him to start, which is pretty nice considering if we had gone with a guy like Bieniemy, I'm not sure if that would have happened. So,
Yeah, I mean, Bieniemy's an interesting case too, because he seems to have the player support, but then he really, the media,
those kind of field issues. Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of, no one brings that up. The assaults, the DUI, he was involved in like covering up, possibly covering up some sexual assault at the University of Colorado. Like there are some red flags in Bieniemy's past, but again, he's tied to that Andy Reid. I think they just didn't want anything to do with a direct Andy Reid disciple again. And maybe I think they may have felt like they got burned a little bit with Doug P based off Andy Reid's recommendation. Maybe there was a situation where Andy Reid was kind of wanting Doug Peterson out of Kansas City. You can Google it and do your own research on that. And maybe he sold the Eagles a bill of goods. And when they got here, it was like, this guy isn't as smart as you said, Andy. So maybe they're a little suspicious of the Andy Reid coaching endorsement. Robbie, there, you know, it seems like all the coaches have been hired with the exception of the Texans. Is there any coach out there that you wish the Eagles would have had over Sirianni? Arthur Smith seems to be kind of the consensus best hire, but I don't know. It's a weird year for coaching. I'm having trouble finding like, oh, the guy that we missed out on of the guys that have head coaching jobs now and whoever's still available for the Texans job. Is there someone you put over Sirianni?
No, I mean, it's tough for me to say, cause I think everyone had some red flags. You know, I'll be honest. I like the guy that the Chargers hired. Again, I don't know a lot about him, but he seems like a good guy who can command the locker room. Again, with a good offensive staff, since he's obviously a defensive guy. I'm still a little intrigued by Joe Brady, but I do think he could possibly be too young, but it's one of those things. Would you rather be a year early than a year late? So he, to me, was still intriguing. But I have no complaints. At this point, Sirianni's our coach and I'm all in. Let's see what he can bring to the table.
LFG. Justin, any buyer's remorse with Sirianni already? Like Arthur Smith would have been nice. I like that angle. And I hear what Robbie's saying about Brady, but in a way, you know, a guy who has 12 years NFL coaching experience, and granted, hasn't called any plays, but Brady only called plays for 1 year with the Panthers. And yeah, that offense, they did some nice stuff, but I don't know if I'm still a bit skeptical. I think he needs some seasoning in the league. Justin, is there anyone you're regretting the Eagles didn't get?
No, not at this point. I think I'm 100% behind this hire, and I'm ready to see what he can do. I would have liked to have kicked the tires, at least seen what they thought about Daboll in an interview. But other than that, I'm very happy with this hire, actually.
You know, one thing I'm interested in, and I'm going off script here a little bit, but you know, one player in my head who I almost would think this move increases the chance that they could possibly come back is Zach Ertz. Mm. I know his contract situation may make that impossible, but I think Sirianni and the Frank Reich tree, you know, they like that two tight end set. They like the 12 personnel. So you have to wonder, does it make it a little bit more intriguing to try to bring him back? Just something I was thinking about.
Oh yeah, that certainly could be the case. I mean, I was reading some Colts stuff and it sounded like they ran a lot of 12 personnel recently, kind of just based off their personnel. Cause they lost the guy they'd normally be using for that third receiver spot. And so they ended up, you know, they had three tight ends. They kind of did a lot of 12 personnel. That'll be interesting. And I don't know, for me, I do kind of hope they turn the page. I mean, huge Zach Ertz fan, but I think at some point, you know, they're not going to get rid of Howie. Maybe it's just time to freshen things up, turn the page a little bit and move on from guys like Zach Ertz. I mean, obviously we're going to move on from DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, but it'll, you know, Zach Ertz kind of right in that middle ground. And again, I just didn't see any production from Zach Ertz. And really, it just felt like the guy didn't want to be here. Justin, where are you at with Ertz? Do you want Ertz back next year?
I'm good with moving on from Ertz. I like what we had with him. I think it was great. But, you know, I think he was ready. He's ready to go. I think we're ready to move on. Turn the page. I know that it sounds like, you know, two tight end sets might work with him, but I'm not sure what type of money he still wants, how much he believes in himself still, and you know, what he could do. So I'm fine with moving on at this point. One guy who I would like to see back, and actually I was surprised that the Texans interviewed him as for a head coaching spot.
Oh yeah.
Josh McCown. I mean, it'd be nice to see if we could make some room for him. Obviously not, I wouldn't even say as an OC, but maybe as a quarterback's coach, yeah. You know, get him in, see what he could do. But we'll see. I really think
the Texans are going to hire Bienemy. I think that's where they're going to go. It just seems to me like a clear move with the parallels between Mahomes and Watson. I think he is going to get the shot, and it would surprise me if he's not the Texans head coach.
Yeah, and I think it's crazy that the Texans are even considering Josh McCown. I mean, the guy literally has, I mean, aside from his son's high school games, he has no coaching experience. I'm fine giving that guy like a QB coaching job, maybe an OC, but to just give him a head coaching job, that's kind of insane to me.
I already read an article today online with the headline that like McDaniel's interview makes a mockery of the process. Like the fact that he even got an interview
McCown.
You know, makes a mockery. And it was that same point. It, you know, basically the article said he may be a Hall of Fame coach someday. He may be win the Super Bowl, but for him to get a head coaching job with zero coaching experience is just so out of the realm of normalcy.
Yeah, this was a guy who was just consulting last year for us, right? But from like, you know, 4,000 miles away.
He was like the COVID quarterback. Yeah. Until he left for the Texans practice squad. So maybe they have some inside information, because he ended up being their emergency quarterback because he was like technically on the roster. Mm. That's why he left. But he's really had a sweet run of gigs here. He just basically was on the team, but just practiced at his house. And then now he's becoming a head coaching candidate. You know, God bless him for kind of the moves he's making here. But yeah, I mean, even if you're McCown, like, do you really want to be an NFL head coach with no head coaching experience? I get it. You're an athlete and you're like, yeah, I could do this, but really you're probably going to end up being a better coach if you work your way up a little bit and kind of going full circle here, going back to Sirianni, like the guy has paid his dues. Yes. He hasn't called plays, but I'm not, you know, Andy Reid didn't call plays. Doug, they claim called plays, but again, I'm very skeptical. I think that was a little bit of Reid just trying to help his friend out there. But yeah, I mean, you know, he has 12 years of NFL coaching experience. Like that matters. He also did some coaching at IUP, your Indiana University of Pennsylvania, Justin, your alumni. Yep, yep.
One up.
Wait, he may have been there the same time.
May have. Actually, yeah, you're right.
It's probably out there hanging out, probably hung out in a similar keg.
I had a couple of beers together, you know.
Yeah, Sirianni seems like a guy who's you know,
I bet he was at 732 School Street, you know.
throwing down some brews. Yeah, I mean, I guess at this point it's like we just have to hope for the best. I am, before we go, any sort of thoughts that you want to see from an OC, DC, Justin? Anyone on your list or just a type of offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator you want to see Sirianni go for, assuming it's Sirianni and not Howie?
You know, I mean, McCown seemed interesting because obviously he's not going to get that head coaching job, but I don't think I'd want to move him up that fast. Like I said, I think quarterback coach possibly could. I would like to see Ken Dorsey, who you brought up earlier, you know, QB's coach of the Bills, right? Yeah. With Allen. He's done some decent work there. One thing I thought about that might be interesting, and I think you're seeing, and I know Rob has a lot of faith that Bienemy is going to go to the Texans, but I think something that's actually holding him back is Andy and the fact that nobody quite knows what he does. So wouldn't it be interesting if he said, you know, I need to go somewhere for a year, show that I can do this on my own and see what could happen, you know? So not that it would ever happen, but it would be interesting if, you know, possibly we could pull him away from there and use him as an OC. I don't have much belief in him being a head coach at this point, but it would be interesting to see if we could throw him into the mix.
Well, yeah. And that's the other thing is that the Eagles are kind of getting crap for not being a destination job, but you look at all the people that have come through here as coaches, moved on and succeeded other places. Probably not a great indictment on the way the Eagles have handled it, but you know, Andy Reid went on and obviously had a great run in Kansas City. Frank Reich, coordinator. Now he's a head coach. Even, well, Chip Kelly, I mean, that's tough, but for the most part, I think you come into a big program like a Philadelphia, a huge market, if you're kind of an offensive minded guy that sees yourself potentially being a head coach one day, and you're paired up with a young head coach like Sirianni, you know, I think there's a chance for you to get a ton of credit, right? And I think that's what makes it appealing as a job. Because if you come in and let's say the Eagles go 10-6, and whether it's through fixing Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts, a lot of credit is going to be given to the offensive coordinator. Whereas, you know, you kind of nailed it with Bieniemy and Reed, anything that good that happened to Kansas City, it's just going to be attributed to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right? So it's hard to get out of his shadow and get a head coaching job where, you know, a young head coach like Sirianni who hasn't proven himself, you know, who's to say you weren't doing the heavy lifting, you know, like the narrative is with Frank Reich and the 2017 Eagles.
Exactly. Yep.
Robbie, how about you? Any OC DC thoughts?
You know, no. The DB that I had read was a possibility was the Colts DB coach Gannon is his name, but I candidly don't know a lot about him. I got to do a little digging on potential DCs, but you know, I'm not opposed to an up and comer defensive coordinator, someone who's going to mix things up and be different from Schwartz. You know, offensively, I really think we could benefit from the senior guy I said, like an Anthony Lynn or a Caldwell and someone who can be kind of that, you know, rock for Sirianni and help him get through it. And I think it would go a long way with Wentz to have an offensive coordinator of that kind of stature as well, who's a more senior guy. He's not going to become his best friend like Press Taylor did. You know, so that's what I would like to see. And it'll be interesting to see who they bring in.
DeMeco Ryans, he's again, former Eagle, 49ers linebackers coach. I like that defense. I like that scheme. Now, Robert Saleh, the DC, just got hired as a head coach. So maybe he stays in San Francisco. Maybe he gets the bump up, but DeMeco Ryans could be cool. And I think having a former Eagle, former player there would help kind of round out the type of coaches you have. Because Sirianni never played the game, and it's nice to have that balance of like a former player and then like an older, you know, a little bit more of a veteran presence. What were you saying, Justin?
Sorry, Sean. I was just going to say, what do you guys think about Wade Phillips? I didn't mean to cut you off though, Sean.
No. I mean, Wade Phillips is a guy, I don't think it would work right now because of the scheme. Like he seems really tied to the scheme, and we don't have the personnel to switch to his scheme, but a guy like Wade Phillips, like an old school dude, I'd be fine with. I know Raheem Morris, he just got a job. Gus Bradley, he was the Chargers DC. He's always kind of, I think he was pretty solid. He was in the mix back in the day to replace or when they were looking for a head coach around Chip's time. So I think they would be kind of high on him. I, you know, there's talk about Matt Burke, the Eagles defensive line head coach, promoting him. Don't like that idea. I think we need fresh blood. And DeMeco Ryans, I think kind of checks a lot of boxes. I like the 49ers defensive scheme and bringing in a former Eagle. I don't know. I think it'll just help smooth things out in the locker room. And,
Do any of you want, what are your thoughts on Deuce Staley as offensive coordinator?
I mean, you go, Justin.
Oh, sorry. I think with Sirianni being there and just being so young and new, I don't think you're matching him up with the strength if you're throwing Deuce in at OC. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be opposed to the idea. I mean, I wouldn't have been opposed if they went with Deuce as the head coach. I just don't see in a world this works. And it was also weird that, again, I think Rob, you texted us this, that apparently Deuce turned down the OC job when Frank Reich left because it didn't involve play calling duties, which is kind of insane to me that you would turn down any sort of promotion regardless of the play calling duties or not. But I like the idea of like a former player being in the mix. And I think it is nice to carry over maybe one of the position coaches. There's a chance we lose Stoutland, you know, the offensive line coach who's really strong. We'll see if he ends up sticking around. So I like the idea of keeping one of the former coaches onto the new staff.
They also blocked an interview for Dave Phipp as well,
who, you know, I think he's had some better years. Past couple of years, special teams hasn't been amazing, but that's interesting because it probably means one of the guys that they liked, either Deuce, McDaniels or Sirianni, you know, basically indicated that they'd want to keep Phipp on because Phipp is still under contract. So it'd be interesting to see if they keep him. I mean, also it's special teams, who gives a shit, but we need to start making easier field goals and extra points. That's top of my list. So if Phipp can't figure that out, you know, throw him out in the cold with Doug P.
I believe I did see that Stoutland was possibly going to go back to Alabama, but that position has since been filled. So
yeah,
I think there's a good chance he sticks back with us, which would be nice. He was a nice little spark this season, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, kudos to him. All those crazy offensive line injuries, and we still kind of had a somewhat passable offensive line at the end. And I mean, that guy deserves, you know, to be paid all the money just for turning Jordan Mailata into a legit starting left tackle. That alone, I think, earns him a ton of praise. All right. Well, it is the off season. I'm sure we'll do another podcast once we some staff reactions to the coaching staff. Possibly Wentz trade still hanging around, draft right around the corners, OTAs, mini camp. We got it all here on the Die Hard Eagles podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our feed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just put in the old Die Hard Eagles podcast. Can't miss us. For the Die Hard Eagles podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green. For Robbie, for Justin, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.